So now we have Sebastian. Welcome. Sebastian is telling us about online styling without internet connection.
Thank you. Hello. How many of you?
Now? Yes. How many of you have used a payment system, a digital payment system? Raise your hand. How many of you like free software? Raise your hand. How many of you know the software that the payment system is running? Okay, nobody. So how many of you know GNU Taller already? Okay, couple of hands. So this is not about talking about GNU Taller. You must already know it. But we are. This is an update of what we are working on. So we are working on local currency. Lastly, this is how it works. So from the wallet, you first for the one who haven't used yet GNU Taller, you first withdraw the coins. You spend it. You get the ticket from the merchant. You spend it in the merchant. With coins that are blind the signature, so you cannot link the withdrawal from the payment, so no one can trace you. What are you buying? And then the merchant make the deposit and get the cash back from the merchant bank account, right? So this is I already know, but we were thinking about if a merchant is going to be like, for example, here selling stuff and doesn't have internet connection. How do you trust that the wallet did the payment if you cannot check online? So we found a solution. Basically, without too much saying, we are using a TOTP code generator that the merchant has with a shared key with a merchant device. So in the point of sales, you can check that the wallet's transaction has codes that are valid for the purchase. So when the merchant, when the wallet pays, you get information for the merchant back office, right? And it has some verification code that can be validated with the merchant point of sales. So as you can see here, the point of sales talks with the buyer, set the amount, and it creates a contract that is going to be paid and generates the key that will generate the code that is going to be transferred to the point of sales. If the point of sales validates that the code is the correct one, it checks that the purchase is real. So you can do that without the point of sale being online with the merchant. So this is an example creating a QR code. The merchant can create a QR code that is going to be put in the point of sales. You set the description, the summary, and a fixed price. And then this is what you can be printed in the point of sales, so you can scan it when you roll it and pay it. When you pay it with the wallet, you're going to see the confirmation of the transaction with these codes. And this code is what you can tell to the merchant to say, I made a purchase. This is my code. Okay, then the merchant can verify that because there is an OTP validator in the merchant device. So there is no demo because there is too much thing happening right now, and we are going to be implementing this feature in the batch. And I think the Soko Village is running a merchant and Tidal exchange, and we are trying to implement that so it can be tested. We also will be in the House of Tea every day at 3 p.m. We are going to be there just for talking about Tyler. And also maybe a workshop to set up local currencies. And that's it. There is a lot of help wanted, testing, translations, also testing the deployments. And that's it. Thank you.